You're listening to the Texas Standard.
Well, imagine you own a business in Texas, but the fee to do business were $1.3 million in the first year, $975,000 every year thereafter. Oh, and an additional $5,000 per year for each manager, director, or employee. You might get the impression that some regulator or another doesn't want you doing business in Texas. Well, it appears that 2 years after the approval of the medical use of cannabis oil, the Department of Public Safety, the DPS, wants to jack up the fees for doing business by 21,566%, saying it'll cost that much for the DPS and its troopers to manage each cannabis oil producer under the Texas Compassionate Use Act. Joining us now is one of the bill's original co-sponsors, State Representative Stephanie Click, a Republican who represents the northern suburbs of Fort Worth and parts of Tarrant County. Welcome.
Thanks for having me.
I guess we should first point out the differences between this type of cannabis oil that was approved in the last legislative session and recreational marijuana, right?
Absolutely. This would be something that would be prescribed by a physician for patients that have intractable epilepsy.
So what is it about what the DPS is proposing here, the fees? What is the rationale for what seem to be extraordinary hikes?
They are extraordinary hikes. They would actually place DPS officers on site at these facilities.
Does it cost that much to place DPS officers on site? I mean, $1 million?
That, along with some other costs. You know, they've traveled around the country to collect best practices information. So even though the program is not up and running right now, there have been some other costs that have been affiliated with setting this up. They're setting up a registry, putting that out for bid.
Mm-hmm.
So there are some other costs, but I do believe the licensing fees are excessive. You know, we did not envision in our legislation that we would have DPS agents sitting there providing security. There's no other business in the state of Texas in which DPS provides what would essentially be private security.
Well, let me just ask you candidly here, Representative. Do you think that the DPS is trying to make it prohibitively expensive so that this concept will fail?
I hope that that's not the case. We've had great conversations up until this point. I think they understand that these are people that are very, very sick, that there are children with some of these epileptic syndromes that are dying due to their seizures because they're poorly controlled.
You think about the way that the way that the nation is moving on issues, not just of CBD oil, but the legalization of marijuana for adult use, recreational use, I suppose, is the term that many use. Is Texas moving in that direction or no?
I would say that this is a more limited approach. I'm not one that is supportive of legalization of recreational marijuana. I think as far as the medical aspect of things, we have some data to support what we did with epilepsy. And I think as far as expansion to other medical conditions, we need to follow the scientific data. It needs to be a data-driven approach.
How important is this to you personally? Is there any reason why you, and that's sort of a politically risky thing to do, I would imagine, Representative, to sign on to, as a Republican in particular, to sign on to a bill that would okay CBD oil?
I worked with the medical professionals that treat children with these syndromes, and they felt like this was a way that we could do this with a low risk for abuse, but provide a product, another tool in the toolbox for doctors to treat these difficult epileptic conditions. You know, it breaks my heart that we have children that are dying with these conditions.
So do you have any plans to fight this proposal?
I will be putting remarks on the registry and probably will be attending the December 15th hearing of the commission on these rules.
Stephanie Click is a Republican who represents the northern suburbs of Fort Worth in the Texas House of Representatives. Representative Click, thanks for speaking with us on The Standard.
Thank you for having me.